You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the word of God. I'm made strong. You are made strong today. Why and how? Because of the word of God. So be strong in the Lord. Simple mean this. Be strong in his word. So how can you be strong in the Lord? Be strong in his word. And the power of his might, the word. I get the power because that's what we're talking about all week there. The power of words through faith. The power of what? Words through faith. And then Monday, Pastor Dave, we touch on point one. Our word reflect what is in our heart because that's where it's coming from. What comes out of a man's heart can pretty much tell who that man is. Now, the characters of that man. That man's integrity. Just listen to him speak it. And we know who is that man. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and it tells us that in Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 44, for every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good.
Yes.
And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
Okay.
So it's in alignment with the root.
Yes.
Right? The fruit is in alignment with the root. So the root is our heart.
Yeah.
And the fruit is that which we speak.
Speak.
That's what is evident in our life.
Yeah.
So we have to come in alignment with the word in our words. Just like, you know, if you want your physical body to be stronger, you have to do something. You can't just will your physical body to be stronger.
Strong.
You can't just sit down and be inactive and will your physical body to be stronger. There's lots of people who are sitting down who wish that their physical body was stronger. Well, you could wish, you could hope, you could do every trick in the book. Your body is not getting stronger until it becomes active and you develop it. So it's the same thing with our faith. We have to develop it. Now, you can't do a push-up to develop your faith. You can do a push-up to develop your physical strength, but a push-up isn't going to develop your spiritual strength.
No.
That workout is declaring the word of God. So you're declaring it out of your mouth. So you're not speaking to what your circumstances are in confirmation. You're speaking to what the word of God says. So you're exercising your faith. You're growing in your faith. You're growing in strength by speaking faith.
Yes. So my word that I speak should not be of myself. The word that I speak should not be of myself, should not be carnal. But the word that I speak should be spiritual. And because they are spiritual, it's now full of faith. Faith-filled words. Faith-filled words.
So the content is the word of God.
Come on.
So it's faith-filled when it's in alignment with the word of God. And a couple months ago, we were talking about being rooted in Christ. And we're saying that it was being rooted in the word. So it has to be based off of the word, not based off of how we feel. Our feelings are fickle. They change like the weather.
You're right.
They change. One in the morning, you feel one way. A couple hours later, you feel another way. Our feelings are fickle. We had a gentleman in our church. He used to always say, it's a fact that we feel, but our feelings aren't facts.
Yeah.
So write that down. It's a fact that we feel, but our feelings are not facts.
Because it's subject to change.
It's subject to change.
Yeah. Oh, I feel bad that I feel good. So that, that was a fact, okay? But it's fact that I feel that way. But that doesn't make it the right. That doesn't make it right. Words spoken in faith are powerful because they agree, watch this, with the word God's promise.
Yes.
Word spoken in faith are powerful. Why? Because they agree with God's promises.
It takes the pressure off of us trying to perform.
That's right.
Or us trying to change a situation. Us is not the final authority. The word of God is the final authority.
Yeah.
So when we're declaring the word, when we are praying in faith, that means that we're praying by the word. The pressure, the expectation is then on God to do what he says that he is going to do in his word. Because a lot of times we get, you know, stressed out and disappointed because we're allowing the pressure to be put on ourselves. So we have to surrender that to God. I'm praying in alignment with his word. My faith is rooted in his word. There's no pressure on me to make sure that it comes to pass. My role is to release his word. When his word is released into the earth, the word is the seed, then it can do its effectual work. It's the expectation for the outcome is not on us. Our part is to release the word.
Watch this, Pastor Di. Pastor Diana, we can say here, salvation is not performance-based. Let's talk here. Because a lot of people think that you have to perform in order to be saved or to be get into the kingdom of God. Salvation is not based upon performance. There's no performance in there.
It's a confession and a belief.
Come on.
So now think of an illustration. If you're planning a travel, planning a trip, okay, you're not expected to pilot the plane.
No.
You're not expected to be the one to do that. The part that you do is you declare, okay, I'm going on a trip.
Yeah.
And you secure your flight.
Yeah.
That's your part. So once you do that, then the expectation comes on the airline.
Yes.
The expectation comes on the pilot. When you say that you're going on a flight, you're not building a plane.
Yeah.
See, you're making a confession and you're sealing the deal with your transaction with your money and then you believe that when you show up at the airport that there's going to be a sign that's going to tell you where to go, that there's going to be people to bring your luggage onto the plane, that there's going to be a plane there with a pilot to fly it. And that you're going to get to your destination. You don't put all the weight on yourself. Your part is to book the trip, declare that you're going, navigate it. Okay, I know that I'm going, I need to go from this airport to that airport. So it's the same way with the word of God. We find the word, we find where it is written, and then we declare our expectation. But it's not 100% solely on us then to go build the plane, to go fly the plane, to go do all this thing. Not performance-based.
It's not performance-based.
It's confession and belief.
That's right. It's not performance-based. We are not saved by works or by what we do. We gotta settle that account. Some people think, you're going to work, and is all your work that you're doing going to get you salvation? That does not get you salvation. Because Romans 10, verse 10 says, 9 says, that if you what? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Pastor Diana, there's no performance in that.
He did that already.
Right.
It's not, now it's for me to behave that word. See, the big part of it now is for me to behave that word. And for all of us is to behave that word, to act out that word. And I read it, and it sounds so easy. But the reality of it is completely different.
Yeah.
The reality of it. That's why we said faith is a living, faith is living. It's living reality. So to live out this word now is different from just saying it. We have to behave it. Okay.
So faith speaks God's promise.
Come on.
That was the second point. The third point is our words have power to build or destroy.
Yes.
So the why it emphasizes here our salvation is because so often we spend just time just jumping the line. Am I saved? Am I not saved? Am I saved? Am I not saved? We don't have the assurance because we're thinking that we have to add something to it. We have to do something else. We're thinking that it's performance-based. We're thinking that it's based on our behavior or our attitude at the moment. And the enemy has us so busy just jumping the line. Okay, it's 8 o'clock. I just got done with my morning devotion. Whoo, I'm saved.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock. I'm driving to work. Somebody just cut me off, and I said a bad word.
I'm not saved.
Yeah. So we spend this whole day just jumping the line, back
I love
and
that
forth.
Diet.
And that's why that the enemy, that's right where he wants us, because then we won't be effective in moving forward. So we have to settle it, regardless of my behavior. It's based on the confession of my mouth, and what's in my heart. And my behavior will change over time based on my belief.
Amen.
Yes.
And here out there this morning, I need a big amen. Because that's what it is. Faith speaks, but it has a specific language. In Romans 10. Oh, I love that. Romans 10, verse 6. But the righteousness of faith speak in this way. It doesn't speak contrary to what God's word says, as you were just talking about. It does not speak against the plans and purposes of God. Faith is in alignment with God's word. Here's another thing here. Faith is in alignment with God's word. Faith is not playing poker.
It's not a slot machine.
It's not a slot machine. Come on, somebody. Faith is in alignment with the word of God. Yeah. All right, go ahead, take it from there, Diane.
It's God's word that builds. So it's God's word that we use then to build. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.